Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. The excesses of fast fashion today on Advanced. Hello, listeners, and welcome to today's Advanced program. Today is February 2nd, and we are covering the Environment article today and tomorrow. The title of our article is The Battle Against Fast Fashion Waste. And joining me in the studio is Simon. Welcome, Simon.
Hey, Linda. Hi, everybody. It's good to be here.
Yes. So we are covering a topic that I feel strongly about. So sometimes I might get on my soapbox or want to preach about being environmentally conscious or aware. So you can let me know if I get too high on my high horse.
Yeah, I might. I don't know. This is a topic that is also dear to my heart, but for a totally different reason. Like, I know you are, I don't know if I want to say, like, a lot more concerned about the environment than I am, because I don't want to make it sound like I don't care at all about the environment. But for me, this is an issue of quality.
Okay.
I like getting quality for my money.
Okay. So that brings me to my opening question for you. What is your clothing purchase practice? Like, how often do you buy clothes, and what are the factors that you look at when purchasing clothing?
Well, for those of our listeners who have met me, I'm a pretty big guy. Like, I'm getting close to 2 meters in height.
And you're still growing?
Well, you know, maybe. Anyway, on the island, it's not particularly easy to source clothes. So, unfortunately, the pattern that emerged for many years in my life was I sort of had suppliers of clothes from North America.
Mm-hmm.
And when I returned periodically to North America, I would sort of go to those places and stock up and, you know, prepare myself for the next year or the next 2 years, make sure I had enough clothing. Make sure I had enough shoes, things like that. But what started to happen, I don't even know exactly when it happened, was there was a shift in the quality of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So companies that had once provided fairly high quality clothing started providing clothing that was less and less well-fitting, less and less well-made, you know, things like that.
Lower quality in general.
Yeah, and in the last few years, I've sort of tapped into this pattern that you see, I think, emerging in many parts of North America, though it's hard for me to say because I don't really live there, where I've found myself focusing more on quality, even though that tends to cost more. And by focusing on quality, I found that clothing, again, will last me through periods of time.
Right. Yeah. I have a similar approach. When I buy clothes, I want them basically to last forever until I can't wear them anymore. So I'm looking for good quality stuff, but at a good price. So that's why I usually would go shopping when I went back to the States, when I went home. So the most would be once a year. So that's when I would do my annual shopping and go to usually outlet stores of brands that I like. And you can find really great discounts there. It's not like the discounts here on the island where, or the outlet stores where the prices are kind of like regular prices at home, like if I compare them.
You're saying clothing, branded clothing is more expensive on the island.
Yes, yes. And that's due to like taxes and whatnot. But I would just be able to find much better price clothing at home, brand name stuff. And I also noticed that quality had dropped, like from when I first started buying this brand to more recently. Yeah, it's just overall lower quality. And that is probably due to this fast fashion trend. Like, I think it's across the board. Unless you're purchasing, like, couture, really high fashion brands that are really expensive. But for, like, normal brands, I think the quality in general has dropped because of this throwaway culture that's developed. You wear it. It's intended to not be worn for very long, and then you throw it away and buy a new piece of clothing. So that is what we'll be talking about today, this fast fashion trend and the environmental crisis that is being created from this trend.
You're going to be talking about that part, right?
We will both be talking about
it. I'm mostly going to be sticking to the quality issue.
So day one is basically about presenting the problem. And in tomorrow's lesson, we will talk about the approaches to deal with the problem. So let's hear our first reading now.
The battle against fast fashion waste. Europe experiments with recycling technology to confront a growing crisis. At the height of the holiday season on Amsterdam's popular shopping street, Kalverstraat, thousands of shoppers came face to face with the grim reality behind humanity's sartorial excess. A local activist group had deposited an enormous pile of clothes on the sidewalk, in sight of stores such as Adidas, Zara, and the Dutch fashion chain Cotton Club. "Every 10 minutes, we throw away this much clothing in the Netherlands," read one sign. The intent wasn't just to draw attention to clothing waste, but to urge companies to reveal how much clothing they make.
So the title is The Battle Against Fast Fashion Waste. And so it's as if we are in a war. So we're fighting this problem of waste. And the first part of the article sets the scene. Okay, so it's Christmas time in Amsterdam. Yes,
yeah.
There are shoppers on the streets. And what do they come face to face with, Simon?
Well, it's a giant pile of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually the other side of fast fashion that we haven't really talked about. Because we've talked about quality, like wanting basically clothes wearing out faster than you think they should. But what they're kind of talking about here is the culture where people are like throwing out clothes that have not worn out just because the fashion itself is changing very quickly.
Right. It's also a combination,
yeah.
I think, because some of the clothes, they're so low quality that they're only meant to be worn once or twice. So you wear it once and then it's already at its, you know, throwaway stage. So, but it's made for that purpose.
They're not talking about like a mountain of worn out clothes here. They're talking about just like clothes that are discarded.
Right, right.
Right.
So clothes that have been thrown away, whether or not
worn once or twice.
They can still be worn.
Yeah.
But yes, so all of these clothes have been discarded and it's this huge pile, and that would be very eye catching and also kind of depressing, especially if you're Christmas shopping. You know, Christmas time is when you spend money. You buy more things, new things. And so they've come face to face with this grim reality. And grim means...
Means like sad, depressing.
Dark, yes, gloomy.
Unhealthy, unhappy.
So it's not a good reality. And usually when we use face-to-face, we're facing things that we don't want to deal with. It can be neutral, but it's usually something that we don't necessarily want to deal with. So they're dealing with this unpleasant reality behind humanity's sartorial excess.
Yeah, that is not a word that we use very often.
No,
right there. Actually, when I saw it the first time, I thought it was related to satirical. Meaning like sort, because, you know, this is like a protest, right? So they're kind of poking fun at the fact that people are throwing away clothes that are not worn out, like to point out that people are wasteful and excessive. And sartorial, apparently, it relates to clothes, but is sort of comedic.
Yes. So it can have like a humorous
so
use.
So satire also
is
comedic,
yeah.
But has nothing to do with clothes.
Right.
Yeah.
So it can refer to clothing in general or a certain way of dressing, usually with reference to men's style of dressing.
A good example of sartorial in use, is you might say, you know, there was the wife of the president of the Philippines for a long time was famous for having thousands of shoes.
Imelda Marcos.
And you might refer to her wardrobe as her sartorial wardrobe.
Right.
Meaning her sartorial. It's so excessive.
Yes.
It's almost funny, even though it's kind of tragic, because there's so much poverty, right?
Yes.
But at the same time.
You could definitely refer to her wardrobe as sartorial excess.
Yeah.
Okay. But again, it's a fancy word. We don't use it in normal conversation.
Yeah, not. I'd give it 1 star for common usage.
But you should know what it means because you will see it in articles like this. Okay, so a local activist group was responsible for depositing this big pile of clothes on the sidewalk. And they were targeting such stores as Adidas, Zara, and the Dutch fashion chain Cotton Club. I've never heard of this chain before, but apparently it's popular in Europe.
Well, I mean, the key, you know, I don't know if people have noticed this, but clothes now probably cost the same or less than they did when I was in college decades ago. But everything else is vastly more expensive, right?
That's true.
So it's like they've made them at a lower quality so you can throw them away and buy more quickly. Like these big brands, right? That's why they're being kind of targeted. There's sort of a suggestion that the shoppers are guilty, but so are the brands.
Oh, yeah.
The stores they're shopping at. That's what this protest is kind of pointing out.
Yes, the companies should take responsibility because they're the ones producing all of the clothes. And so if they didn't produce it, we wouldn't be buying it.
Well, and it's not just producing it. It's producing it cheaply so that we can buy them and discard them and buy more of them.
Exactly.
Like part of the thing of that fast fashion, we've done articles on fast fashion in the past. And one of the things that surprised me is in the past, you know, I remember going to buy clothes for the summer and then going to buy clothes for the winter, like twice a year. But they've sped up that cycle. So it's like entire store inventories are different every month.
Yeah.
You know, 16 times a year or something like that.
It used to only be like
every
seasonal.
Every time you go in, there's different stuff you can buy. Yeah.
And so that is what creates a lot of this waste. So one of the signs read, every 10 minutes we throw away this much clothing in the Netherlands. And it's not an exaggeration. So the intent wasn't just to draw attention to clothing waste, but like we mentioned, to urge companies to reveal how much clothing they make. Like the onus is also on the companies for creating all this clothing, producing this low quality clothing. And they mentioned a few companies here. I would say like the main culprits of fast fashion include Zara, H&M, Shane, Uniqlo, and in the US, there are no longer stores, but Forever 21. It still exists, but they closed all the stores because they just expanded too much. So these are the main fast fashion culprits, but like Adidas and other big name brands, they also produce low quality clothes. They have a high end line, but they also have a low end line. Same idea. Buy it cheaply, low quality, and then you discard it faster.
So it's both newer brands that have emerged as fast fashion, but it's also older brands that used to be sort of quality brands have trended towards making disposable clothes.
Cause that is the trend and they probably make more money from that. But it is at a loss to the consumer. Consumers like us who value good quality and want to buy clothes that last for a really long time.
We should condemn them more by finding out of all of the problems about this pattern.
But it's across the board. Basically, like most of these clothing companies have followed this trend. Okay, so let's get into our next section, the problem with fast fashion.
The problem with fast fashion. Tied to the arrival in the 1990s of fast fashion, the ability to churn out new clothing lines at cheap prices, the environmental destruction caused by discarded and disintegrating clothing cannot be understated. Attempts at reuse and recycling have only put a small dent in the worsening problem. According to the European Commission, consumers in Europe discard around 5.8 million tons of textiles every year. Globally, that figure comes to 92 million tons. Clothing consumption almost doubled between 1975 and 2020. It's projected to leap another 25% by 2030. Global clothing chains such as Zara and H&M pioneered the trend of resupplying stores with new, low-priced clothing every 4 to 6 weeks. Those low prices and monthly trends mean the journey from fashion statement to landfill became much shorter. And that's where the environmental disaster began. Plastics, dyes, and chemicals are leaking out of growing mountains of refuse, poisoning lands, rivers, and oceans. Clothing items that end up in incinerators accelerate global warming. Cotton requires tremendous amounts of water, depleting resources in a world where fresh water and arable land are becoming more scarce. Polyester is made from fossil fuels, the burning of which is the prime culprit in climate change. New technologies. After a decade of attempts, a new wave of recycling tech is taking hold in Europe. The last 2 years, technologies have evolved, and this is a big jump in quality, said Andreas Bartel, a senior scientist at Technical University of Vienna.
Okay, so we start to see some of the environmental impact of fast fashion. So fast fashion took off in the 1990s, and this is the ability to churn out new clothing lines at cheap prices. We mentioned this before. This, the environmental destruction caused by discarding, throwing away all these clothes, cannot be understated. So we have also have a word there, disintegrating clothing.
Yeah, it just means they're kind of falling apart.
Yes.
Like actually the first time I noticed this was in relation to Old Navy. Because we didn't have Old Navy in Canada and they kind of emerged. I came across them through classmates at university who were Americans. And it was, you know,
it was good quality, yeah.
Good stuff. Like, but then they got into this thing all of a sudden where they started doing specialty seasonal holiday t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Like they would print special t-shirts for every holiday you could imagine, like St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day, you know, all of this stuff, like every month. And those shirts were garbage.
Yeah.
Like you could wear them once or twice and then they would disintegrate, basically meaning like the neck was all stretched out and it would start to fall apart. And that's really what disintegrating is, right?
Right.
Churn out there really means you're just producing large amounts of something at relatively low quality, but in a very short period of time.
Right. Quickly. Old Navy also noticed that when I first heard about the brand, because we didn't have it in Miami, like until much later.
Yeah.
And so when I went to college, that's when I noticed the brand and it was quite good quality. People would buy, especially baby clothes. Although baby clothes, you know, you want best for your child. It doesn't need to be that good of a quality, but their clothes started, I think I bought a t-shirt later on and it's like, what is this? After the first wash, it was just stretched out. Although I kept wearing the t-shirt.
Well, they performed a role similar to Uniqlo, like here, where it was like basics, like people would buy khaki pants from them, plain white t-shirts, plain blue t-shirts, socks, stuff like that. And then, but it, so it started the trend with extra stuff like specialty t-shirts, et cetera, but then it just spread throughout all of their lines.
Yeah. And basically
so the quality just sort of
everything is low quality now. Yeah.
Disintegrated.
It's not associated with high quality anymore.
There is an interesting line at the end of that first paragraph there, Linda, that you, because of your environmental interest, might be able to provide more insight on. It says attempts at reuse and recycling have only put a small dent in the worsening problem. So I understand like, the economics and the social trend are the reason people are buying and discarding more, but why can't they recycle it?
Because a lot of these clothing, like the materials that the clothing is made out of are blended materials, so they aren't easily recyclable. And this, the rate at which they are discarded is like surpassing the ability to be recycled. So just the sheer volume and the difficulty in recycling it. And yeah, so it's just making a small dent. It's only creating little improvement.
So when they say disintegrating here, like I remember people talking about the problem with garbage in landfills, mm-hmm. not so much, you know, here where they burn garbage, et cetera, but where we put them in the ground in North America, the problem was the garbage didn't disintegrate for 1,000 years because it was plastic.
Right.
So if this is clothing, you just put it in the ground and it disintegrates, what's the problem?
Those particles don't actually fully break down. They
so it's like
remain.
The clothing kind of falls apart, yeah. but the materials.
Right. The materials
remain.
Are still there, and that is what is polluting the environment.
Okay, so kind of two meanings for disintegrate there. One is it becomes unusable.
Useless, yeah.
And then the other one is it actually breaks down.
Yes, and causes pollution. So according to the European Commission, consumers in Europe discard around 5.8 million tons of textiles every year. And this figure globally comes to 92 million tons, which is a lot of discarded clothing. And so actually, clothing consumption almost doubled between the years of 1975 and 2020. And this is due to the fast fashion trend and the throwaway culture of clothing. And it's projected to leap another 25% by 2030. Some projections are as much as 30% by 2030 if we don't curb our practices. So basically 85% of textiles produced end up in the dump, which is an alarming number. And we heard about these names. We talked about them before. Global chains like Zara and H&M, they actually pioneered this trend of resupplying stores with new low-price clothing every 4 to 6 weeks. So okay. not seasonal, like Simon mentioned, or semi-annually, but every month, basically. So you could buy new clothes, discard them, and then change your wardrobe every 4 to 6 weeks.
So as I understand it here, there's like a bunch of processes in fashion. Like one is designing the clothes, one is making mm-hmm. the clothes, one is getting them into the stores, one is how long they sit in the stores, one is how long people wear them for before they're discarded, one is the recycling process. And my understanding here is that by pushing more clothes into the stores, these fast fashion brands have basically
condensed,
sped up all yeah. of those processes.
Yes, they all became shorter, much, much shorter.
So the end result then is just like growing amounts of refuse. That's what they say. Refuse being garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And more than we can sort of absorb through our normal processes of managing old clothing. So poisoning lands, river, and oceans, that'll be like the pollution that comes from it. Clothing items that end up in incinerators affect global warming because you mentioned they have like plastics mixed
yeah.
into them and stuff.
And the burning of those creates pollution. And I would say besides the stores changing their process from like making it a lot shorter from the production to the selling and then how long it's supposed to be worn, another group that strongly influences trend are influencers, like the IG and TikTok posters.
Haul videos. Like, haul videos are the reason this happened.
Like they
yeah.
have to wear, if they're producing videos every day or
yeah.
like putting out videos every day, then they are changing their outfits constantly.
Well, you know those videos, right? Like H-A-U-L. It's like somebody goes to a store mm. and they buy like,
the
they're
haul,
like, let's
yeah.
look at all of the stuff I bought, like my haul.
Yes.
The
yes,
stuff
yes.
I got.
Yeah, we've talked about
And it's
about
a whole
that.
Bunch of cheap stuff,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of like, oh, look, I got this on sale. And
right,
this was-
right. And there's a trend. We had an article about a trend going against that, like to buy less.
Well, it's just like you can't possibly use it all if you're buying that much every week, right? You're just buying it for the sake of showing
True.
What you've got deals on, basically.
And just even influencers not showing their haul, but just putting out videos, they have to have a new outfit. They have to change their clothes all the time. So that's also contributed to this trend.
Just briefly, I have a question about the last paragraph in this section, because this section is pretty straightforward. My question is about the cotton. So we've been talking about how the difficulty with recycling is that they mix the fibers. So you've got sort of plastic fibers with natural fibers so that it makes it hard to recycle. But then they go and pick on the natural one. the cotton. So they pick on the cotton basically because they say it takes huge amounts of water and depletes resources,
mm-hmm.
where fresh water and arable land's basically land that's good for farming, are becoming more scarce. So what is the problem with cotton? If you're going to, you know, grow it, it takes more resources, but doesn't it last a long time?
It does, but...
Unless it's designed not to.
Right. Like if it's blended with synthetic materials that break down faster.
Well, even if it's not. Like if you buy a heavy cotton canvas pair of work pants, they'll last several years for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're thin and they're designed with like a light cotton, it will also break down and disintegrate quickly.
That's true.
So it's sort of a less robust, long-lasting use of the resource.
Right. So we want to reduce production in general, whether it's with synthetic materials or natural materials, because it uses so many natural resources. And they mentioned polyester here, which is made from fossil fuels, and the burning of that creates a lot of pollution and contributes to climate change. And then our last paragraph here, which we'll get into more tomorrow, we're introduced to new technologies that are attempting to combat this fast fashion waste, or the textile waste that's created from fast fashion. After a decade of attempts, a new wave of recycling tech is taking hold in Europe. So we hear from this senior scientist at Technical University Vienna, and they say that the last 2 years, technologies have evolved, and this is a big jump in quality. So
they're not talking about the quality of the clothes here. They're talking about the quality of the recycling.
Right, right.
Like
there are better ways.
The efficiency of the recycling.
Yeah, to recycle. Because we, as you read earlier, like the attempts at reuse and recycling have only put a small dent in the problem.
So they're trying to absorb the masses of fast fashion clothing that are being produced by recycling them.
Yes.
So, and improving technology so they can do that.
Exactly. And we'll talk more about these technologies tomorrow and the companies behind them. So make sure that you tune into tomorrow, and we will continue this article on the battle against fast fashion.
Sounds good.
Great.
Let's do it.
For now, I'm Linda.
I'm Simon.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.